It's June the 8th, and we are in Yirmiyahu. We're in Perek Nun Aleph, chapter 51. It is a very long perek. I don't know if we'll be able to finish it tonight or not. We're going to move pretty quickly through it. This continues with the destruction of Bavel that we started last week in Perek Nun in chapter 50, and here we will complete that destruction. Komar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hinani Meir al Bavel, behold, I am going to bring destruction on Bavel, rising up against Bavel, Vel Yoshve Lev Kamai, and against those who dwell in Lev Kamai. Lev Kamai means the heart that rises up against me. Ruach Mashkes, I'm going to arouse a spirit of destruction against Bavel and those who dwell in Lev Kamai. Where is Lev Kamai? So Lev Kamai is also Bavel, the heart that rises up against me. How does Lev Kamai refer to Bavel? Because the one way of using gematria is with the system of Atbash. Atbash is where you replace every aleph with a tav, and every tav with an aleph. The first letter of the alphabet, the last letter of the alphabet. Every beis, which is the second letter of the alphabet, gets replaced with a shin, with the second to last letter of the alphabet, and vice versa. Every shin gets replaced with a beis. Gar, the third letter, corresponds to the third to last letter. Dak, the fourth letter, Dalet, corresponds to the fourth to last letter, Kuf. If you apply that system to Lev Kamai, you will get Kasdim. Kasdim are the people of Bavel. And the Lev Kamai, using that system of Gematria, will correspond to Kasdim. Lamed corresponds to Kuf, Beis to Shin or Sin, Kuf to Dalet, Mem to Yud, and Yud to Mem. And that is what it is referring to over here. I mentioned in my email to you that there are going to be two overt uses of gematria. This is the first one. We will see the second one later on. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. V'shilachti levavel zorim v'zeiruha. I will send against Bavel those who, well, either it means foreigners or it means those who will winnow it and they will scatter it. V'vokeku es artza. And they will empty its land, because they're against it all around on a bad day. They're going to come after Bavel. El Yidroch Hadorech Kashto. Now there's two words Yidroch here. We only read one of them. The other one is written but not read. So El Yidroch Hadorech Kashto. So, to the one who is going to bend the bow of his, as in a bow and arrow. The word for a bow is keshes. Kashto is his bow. And dorech means, literally means to step on it, because that's the way they would bend the bow. They would put their foot on it and pull it, and that's how they would bend the bow. So, el yidroch hadorech kashto, to the one who is bending his bow, Vel Yisal b'siryono, and that it should, meaning the arrow, should go up into his armor, meaning that the person shooting the arrow will have perfect accuracy, and the arrow will actually enter into the small crevices within the armor. Ve'al tachmelu al bachurel, do not have mercy on Bavel's young men. Hacharimu kol tzva'ah, destroy all of its legions, all of its army. Why does it say Yidroch twice, but we only read it once? The Medrash says over here that because this is a remez, this is a hint to two times that Bavel will be destroyed. One is now, that Yirmiyahu is saying this prophecy about. It doesn't mean right this minute, but it means within the next number of years that Bavel will be destroyed. and then again Bavel will be destroyed La'asid Lavo in the future. In the future meaning from where we are now, the future. I assume it means when Mashiach comes or right around then, that there'll be a second destruction of Bavel. That's why it says it, but you don't read it, the second one. Pasuk Dalet verse 4. V'naflu chalolim be'eretz kastim, and they will fall as corpses in the land of the kastim, umidu karim abechutzosah, and those who are run through by with a sword in its streets. Kilo alman Yisrael v'yehuda me'elokav. For the Jews and Yehuda are not alman. Alman means widowed from its God, from our God. Me'hashem tzfakos from Hashem. Ki artzam mal'a asham Mikidosh Yisrael. Because their land, the land of Bavel, is filled with wrongdoing against the sanctified ones of the Jewish people. Meaning they mistreated us terribly, and because of that they're going to be destroyed by Hashem, who, even though we were in Galus, is still very much our God. Nusu mitoch Bavel, run away from Bavel. Umal tu ish navsho, a man should save his soul. Al tidamu ba'avona, do not get included in its sin, or don't get destroyed by its sin. Ki es nekama hi la Hashem, because this is going to be a time of revenge for Hashem. Gemul hu mishalim la, he's going to pay it back what it deserves. Kos zahav Bavel biyad Hashem, a golden cup for Bavel is in the hand of Hashem. Mishakeres kol haaretz, that inebriates all of the land. Mi'eina shasu goyim, from its wine the nations drank. Al kein yisholu goyim, therefore the nations will revel in the fact that Bavel is going to drink this cup. This cup of wine is a wine, a cup of calamity. As we've mentioned before several times, that a cup of wine can signify a kos yeshuos, a cup of salvation, and it can also be a cup of destruction and a calamity, a kos puranius. And we find both references, and here Bavel has been giving the other nations to drink from this cup, figuratively, and therefore now Yirmiyahu says that Bavel is going to drink from this cup. Why a golden cup? We find in other places in Tanakh, sometimes a cup of calamity is an earthenware cup, a ceramic cup. So why here a golden cup? So the Medrash explains that the difference between ceramic cups and golden cups is that an earthenware cup, when it breaks, is useless. Once it breaks, there's nothing you can do with the pieces. You just bury it, essentially. It's done. But gold, if it breaks, you use the gold. You don't throw it away. You continue to use the gold however you can. It's very precious. You continue to use it. The symbolism of a golden cup is a cup that its purpose will not end. It will perpetuate. Even if it would break, it will continue. It means that the calamity that is slated for Bavel will be ongoing. As opposed to an earthenware cup, which is used at times to describe calamity that's going to come to the Jewish people, but that symbolizes a calamity that will end, because once it breaks, it's done, it's finished. So that's why it uses a golden cup here. Pasuk Ches, verse 8. Pis'om nafla vavel, vatishaver, Bavel fell suddenly, and it was broken. Heililu aleha, they rejoiced against it. Kechud sari lamachova, take medicine. Take some kind of a balm for its wounds. Ulai terafe, maybe it will be healed. Meaning it won't be healed. Repinu es Bavel v'lomir pasa. We have attempted to heal Bavel and it has not been healed. Is vuha v'nelech ish la'artso. We have forsaken it. Every man should go to his own land. Kinaga el hashamayim mishpata, for its judgment has touched the heavens. Benisa at shechakim, it has been lifted up all the way to the highest heavens, meaning that the calamity has been decreed from up high. Hotzi Hashem es tidkosenu. Hashem has taken out our righteousness. In other words, he's remembered the righteousness of the Jewish people. Bo and his sabravit Sion, come let us tell about it in Sion. Es masi Hashem Elokeinu, the actions of Hashem our God, let's talk about how much he's saving us and going to destroy Babel. Haveru hachitzim, milu hashilotim. Clean or prepare the arrows, fill the quivers. Thank you. Heir Hashem es ruach malchei madai. Hashem has awakened the spirit of the kings of madai. Kiab, that's the Medes. Kiab Bavel mizimaso lahashchisa, because against Bavel are his plans to destroy it. Ki nikmas Hashem hi nikmas hechalo. This is the vengeance of Hashem, the vengeance on account of his Beis HaMikdash that Bavel destroyed. El chomos Bavel su'unes, against the walls of Bavel, lift up a banner. Hachaziku hamishmar, strengthen the guard. Hakimu shomrim, establish those who will guard. This doesn't mean the guards of Bavel. This means our people who are going to be in charge of destroying it, or our people, those who are going to destroy it. Hachinu ha'arvim, prepare those who will be the snipers, those who will be the ambushers. Ki gam zamam Hashem, gam asa, for Hashem has planned this and he has done this. Es asher diber, that which he said, al yoshev bavel, to those who dwell in Bavel. Shochant al mayim rabim, you, Bavel, that dwells on much water. Rabas Otsaros, that has much storehouses. Bavel was a wealthy place and had plenty. Well, Bakitzeich, your time has come. Amas Bitzeich, the end, Betzah could be the end of something. So this is the time of your end has come. Nishma Hashem Tzvakos Benavsho, Hashem is sworn by his own soul, ki im milei sich adam kayelek, that even if you were filled with people like locusts, vanu alayich hedad, and those people they lift their voices, focused this the wrong way. Ki milei sich adam kayalak. I will, Hashem says, I will fill you with enemies, with people, like locusts. Ve'anu alai chedad, and they will cry out against you. O Seheretz Bekocho, the one who makes the land with his strength, it's Hashem. Mechin tevo bechachmaso, who prepares the dry land with his wisdom. Uvisfunaso nata shamayim, and with, again, another word for wisdom, he spread out the heavens. L'kol tito hamon mayim bashamayim, to the sound of his putting a torrent of water in the heavens. Some of you may recognize that phrase from the davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's pulled from here. Vayal nesim miktzei haaretz, and the one who brings up clouds from the edge of the earth. Birakim amatar asa, the one who makes lightning for the rain. Vayotzei ruach meotzrosav, and he takes out the wind from its storehouses. This is all obviously referring to Hashem. Nivar kol adam midas, every person will become foolish from their knowledge. Hovish kol tzoreif mipasel, all those sculptors will become, literally means dried up, and it means that they're going to lose their talent to sculpt. Ki sheker nisko velurach bam, because their statues are false, there is no spirit in them, so they're going to lose their intellect, those who have been the ones who have formed these statues. Hevel hemama say tatuim, they are nothingness. They are the actions of, again, nothingness. They're foolish. Beis pekudasam yovedu, the time that Hashem remembers Bavel, meaning visits upon them their punishment, then so too the idols will be destroyed. We know this from Mitzrayim, that not only did Hashem destroy the Egyptians, he destroyed their gods. And that is a that is what Hashem does when He brings punishment against a nation. He destroys what they worship as well. Lo chele chelek Yaakov, but not like this will be the portion of Yaakov. Ki yotzra kol hu, because Yaakov's portion is the one who creates everything. That's Hashem. V'shevet nachalaso, and the staff of his inheritance. Hashem tzvokos shemo. Hashem tzvokos is his name. Now Hashem now speaks directly about Bavel, what Bavel's been doing until now. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol kol nivra. Until this point, Hashem has used Bavel to punish other nations. Mapeitz atah li. Until now, you have been for me a mapeitz, that which scatters others. Clay milchama, vessels of war. V'nipatzti v'chagoyim, I used you to scatter nations. V'yishchati v'chamam lachos, and I've used you to destroy kingdoms. V'nipatzti v'chasus v'rochavo, I used you to scatter horses and their riders. V'nipatzti v'charechav v'rochavo, and I've used you to scatter chariots and their riders. V'nipatzti v'chaish v'ish, I used you to scatter men and women. V'nipatzti v'chazakin v'nar, and I used you to scatter elderly people and young people. V'nipatzti v'chav v'churu b'sula, and I used you to scatter young men and young women. V'nipatzti v'chav ro'e v'edro, I used you to scatter the shepherd and his flock. V'nipatzti v'chav ikar v'tzimdo, I used you to scatter the farmer and his yoke, that is driving the oxen, right. V'nipatzti v'chav pachos uskanim, and I used you to scatter the officers and the governors. V'shilamti levavel u'choyosh v'ichastim, but I will now pay back to Bavel and all those who dwell in Kastim, Eis kol ra'ah, some all their evil asher asu v'tzion, that they did in Sion, le'inechem, in front of your eyes. Neum Hashem, says Hashem, that He will punish them in front of us, we will see the punishment. Behold, I'm against you, you destroying mountain, says Hashem. Hamashchis is kol ha'aretz, that which destroyed all of the land. Vinotisi es yadi alecha, I will stretch my hand out upon you. V'gilgalticha min ha'seloyim, I will roll you out from the stones. Unisaticha lahar sreifa, and I will make you into a burning mountain. They will not take from you even a stone for a cornerstone. And stones for foundations. Nothing good will come out of Bavel again. They will not get anything positive out of Bavel. Kishimimos olam tienu mashem, it will be desolate forever, says Hashem. Sunes baretz, lift up a banner in the land. Tiku shofar bagoyim, blow a shofar amongst the nations. Kadshu aleha goyim, the nations should prepare or get ready against Bavel. Hashmiu aleha mamlachos ararat, mini v'ashkenaz, the kingdoms of Ararat, mini and Ashkenaz should gather together against Bavel. Piktu aleha tifsar, which is another place, should also be prepared, get ready to fight it. Ha'alu sus kiyelek samar. Bring up horses like yelek, like locust. Samar means like powerful, strong. Strong horses you bring up against it. That name of the first kingdom, Ararat, you might ring a bell, because in Parashas Noach, when the Teva finally rests, it says Al Hare Ararat, on the mountains of Ararat. We presume Ararat is somewhere in southern Turkey, present day Turkey. That's what we presume. It's not exactly clear, but something like that. So that's the kingdom that's being referred to over here, that area. Pasuk Chafhei, Kachu Aleha Goyim Es Malchei Madai. So the nations should get ready to fight Bavel, the kings of Madai, Es Pachoseha Ves Kol Siganeha,
its officers, its governors, Beis Kol Eretz Mem Shalton, all the land that it rules. Because Madai will be the first nation to succeed Bavel. We're going to talk about this more in a moment. But Madai will be the first nation that the Paras Umadai, the Mede and Persian alliance, Madai will produce the first king who will succeed Bavel when the power of control is taken away from Bavel and given to that alliance. And the land will, there will be a tremendous noise, and it will, there will be confusion. Ki kamal Bavel machshavos Hashem, for the thoughts of Hashem have risen up against Bavel. Lasumes eretz Bavel l'shama, to make the land of Bavel desolate, main yoshev, with no one dwelling there. Chadlu gibori Bavel lilachem, the strong ones of Bavel will stop to fight. Yashvu b'mitzados, they will sit in the fortified cities because they're going to be afraid to fight. Nashsa gevurasam, their strength will be removed. Hayu l'nashim, they will be as women, meaning weaker. Hitzisu mishkenoseha, their dwelling places will be burning. Nishperu v'richeha, its bolts, meaning the bolts that keep the gates closed, will be broken. Ruts likras, ruts yarutz. Running, meaning running, will run. Umagid likras magid lahagid. And a news bearer, meeting a news bearer to give the news. In other words, there's going to be all kinds of confusion as people are going to be running to give news to the king of Bavel of how bad things are going. You're going to have people running all over the place and they're going to be banging into each other trying to get the news to the king of Bavel. Lamelech Bavel, to the king of Bavel, Kilnilka da Iro Mikatse, that his city has been captured from the edge, that now the city is going down. Vehamabaros Nispasu, and the crossings of the river have been captured. Vesahagamim Sarfu Vaesh, and the places that have it means the like swamps, the lower the shallow waters, but it means the things growing in the shallow waters have been burned in fire. Ba'anshem el-chama nifhalu, and the people of the war, of the soldiers, are confused. Ki chomar Hashem tzvakos elokei Yisrael, because this is Hashem tzvakos, the God of Israel. Bas Bavel kegoren eis hidricha. Bavel has always been like a granary at the time of the threshing, which means it's full of grain. That's what it's always been. Od ma'at, in just a little bit of time, uva es hakatzir la, the time of the harvest will come to it when the granaries are empty. And it will be that it does not have all of the wealth that it has had until now. Achalani hamamani Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel. The Jews are speaking here. He consumed me. He destroyed me. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel. He tzigani kli rik. He made me into an empty vessel. Biloani katanin. He swallowed me like a snake. Mila kareso me adonai. He filled his stomach from all of my beautiful things, and as he took all of my wealth, hedichani, he pushed me away. So this is what the Bavel did to me, to us Jews. Chamasi usheiri Bavel, the cries of what he did to me, and my remnants are on Bavel. Tomar Yoshev es Sion, those who dwell in Sion will say, V'dami el Yoshvei chastim, Tomar Yerushalayim, my blood is on those who dwell in Kastim, will say Yerushalayim. It's there, they've done such terrible things to me. L'chein komar Hashem. Therefore, so says Hashem, Hineni rav es viveich, v'ni kampi es nikmaseich, I will fight your fight and I will avenge your vengeance. V'acharavti es yama, I will destroy its ocean, meaning of Bavel. V'ovashni es mikorah, I will dry up its source. Bavel will be a galim, means an empty area that is full of tanim, are like snakes or those sorts of creatures. Shama ushrekam ein yoshev, Shama is desolate. Shreka is that which you whistle at when you see it. You can't believe how desolate it is with no one dwelling there. Yachdav kakfirim yishagu, together like lions, they will cry out. Naaru kigore arayos, they will be, again, they will groan or cry out like young lion cubs. That I believe that is referring to the enemy that is going to come against Babel. Bechumam ashis es mishtehem. Okay, so we've been running through pretty quickly. Now we're gonna go a little bit slower over here. Bechumam, when they ashis es mishtehem, when I'm gonna make their parties, that's mishtehem, I'm going to make their parties at a time when it is hot. Meaning, it is when it is hot that they will have their parties, which means it will be more likely they'll become drunk. V'hishkartim leman ya'alozu. And they will become drunk in order that they will be, rejoicing. V'yashnu shnas olam. They will then sleep asleep forever. V'lo yakutsu. They will not awake. Nu'um Hashem, says Hashem. Which means, I'm going to bring their destruction while they are in the middle of partying. I'm going to be dafka, bring the destruction while they're in the middle of partying. Let me read a little bit further, and then we'll discuss this. Orideim kecharim litvoach. I'm going to bring them down like a sheep to the slaughter. Keilim imatudim, like rams with goats to be slaughtered. So we've talked about this before, but let's make this clear exactly what's going to happen. This is all during the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar destroys the Beis HaMikdash in the 19th year of his reign. Nebuchadnezzar rules for 45 years. After Nebuchadnezzar dies, he's succeeded by his son Evel Merudach, who rules for 23 years. Following Evel Merudach, but really, it's not really 45 and 23, which is 68, it's really 44 and a half and 22 and a half. So it's really only 67. And then comes Belshazzar, Evel Merudach's son, and he rules for 3 years. At the end of his third year, he believes that it's 70 years since the founding of Babel, which is not, doesn't mean the founding of Babel, because Babel is an ancient country, but it's 70 years since Babel became a world power under Nebuchadnezzar. And he knows the prophecy that after 70 years the Jews will be redeemed. They are not redeemed. And therefore, he makes a party. Now, this party also coincides with a major battle, because at that point in Babel's reign, the history of Babel's rule over the world, at that point there is a challenge by the Paras Umadai alliance, the Persians and the Medes. At that time, the Persians and Medes are led by a Mede king, a Madai king, and that is Daryavish, which is Darius. He leads them. He's the king. And there is a major battle between Belshazzar's forces, Bavel, against Daryavish's forces, the Paras Umadai alliance. And the battle is won by the Babylonians, by the Kastim. And that coincides with what Belshazzar believes to be the end of the 70 years and no redemption to the Jewish people. And so he makes a major party, a massive party. And the party is gigantic. It has everybody there. And in that party is when the hand comes down from Shemaim and writes on the wall. The words are not understood by anybody except for Daniel, who is there. And he interprets the words to Belshazzar, essentially telling him that because he used the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, he used the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore he is going to be destroyed. That night, the Persian and Mede alliance regroups. They attack again, and this time they are victorious, but they're not just victorious, they absolutely defeat and destroy
the Babylonian army. There is no more any Babylonian army after this. They actually take over Bavel. They execute Belshazzar. And the seat of power moves from Bavel to Paras Umadai. And Daryavesh becomes now the major power of the world. And his primary advisor is Daniel. Daniel, who was the primary advisor for Nebuchadnezzar and Evel-Merodach and Belshazzar, he now seamlessly moves into being the primary advisor for Daryavesh. That is a miracle that should not happen, because typically when a new regime takes over, they execute everybody from the old regime. Especially the top advisor should have been executed. But instead, Daniel just moves seamlessly into being the top advisor of Daryavesh. So this is what it means that in the it is hot and they have this major party, and in their drunken state, Hashem destroys them. He brings their downfall in the midst of the party, at where they think they're in their highest point and having such a grand old time. That is when he destroys them. So the Medrash here says the same thing will happen to Vashti, that the Achashverosh's party, and Vashti also makes a party, a major party. To them, they are at the height of power. It is, they are celebrating again. Both Achashverosh and Vashti are celebrating what they think to be the end of the 70 years. They counted from the time that Yechaniah was taken into Galus, 11 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They are, first of all, using the wrong count. Second of all, they also have the number, the years, they have the years off. They don't count the years properly. So they also miscount. Vashti is an evil, evil woman, and she's just as bad as Nebuchadnezzar. No one should ever feel bad for Vashti. There is a revisionist history out there that tries to turn Vashti into some sort of a victim of Achashverosh. She was not. She very much wanted to appear in the party in the princess way that Achashverosh wanted her to appear. That she was just as much interested in that as he was. And Hashem punished her with the tzaras and the tail, and then she is killed. She is a granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. So just as Bavel is destroyed in the middle of a party, so too she is destroyed in the middle of a party. And then finally, 9 years later, Haman is also killed in the middle of a party. All of them are on thinking they're at the top of the world. They think that they are in total control and everything is great, and it is from that seat of that facade of power that Hashem utterly destroys them. Pasuk Mem Aleph, verse 41. Eich nilkeda Sheshach. How has Sheshach been captured? And the praise of all the land has been caught. How could Bavel have become desolate amongst the nations? What is Sheshach? So, you already know that we've used the instrument of At Bash before, earlier in this chapter, for Kastim. Sheshach in At Bash is Bavel. Shin corresponds to Beis. Shin corresponds to Beis. And Chaf corresponds to Lamed. It refers to Bavel. It is easier to understand the first time why this instrument was used, because we were trying to show that that, what was the word? Kamai. Let's get that word correct instead of guessing. So the word we had last time was Lev Kamai, the heart that rises up against me. So that is synonymous with the Kastim. Here, you have to know what the word Sheshach means, if we're going to have some sort of a double meaning over here. But all of the commentaries, all the Mepharshim say, Sheshach is Bavel, without explaining what the word Sheshach itself might mean. Be that as it may, this is a second use of Gematria. Again, Gematria does not only mean the numerical value of the letters, it also can mean these different instruments. There are various types of Gematria, and this is the second overt use of the form of Gematria that we had in this parak. Pasuk Mem Beis, verse 42. Allah al Bavel Hayom. The ocean has risen up against Bavel. Bahamon Galav Nichsasa. It has been covered up by the multitude of its waves. Hayu'arel Shama, its cities were destroyed, were desolate. Eretz Tzia v'Arava, a land of, again, all types of desolation, emptiness. Eretz lo yeshev bohen kolish, a land that no one will dwell there, v'lo yavar bohen ben adam, and no one will pass by there. Ufakadati al Baal b'Bavel, I will visit punishment upon Baal in Bavel. Baal was one of the idolatries of Bavel. So as we said before, that as Bavel is being destroyed, so its idolatries are also being destroyed. I will take that which it consumed out of its mouth. It consumed all of the wealth of the lands around it, including Eretz Yisrael. I will take its, what it consumed out of its mouth. And the nations will no longer pour into Bavel, meaning to visit Bavel. Gam chomas Bavel nafala, also the wall of Bavel has come down, has fallen down. There is a medrash here that says, we learned that, in Sefer Daniel actually, we learned that Nebuchadnezzar was so powerful that he rode on a lion and had a snake it was a snake that he used. It was wrapped around this massive serpent. So Nebuchadnezzar had a snake, a serpent that was able to eat just about anything. It was a very, very large and dangerous snake, which Nebuchadnezzar had full control of. And he was one time taking pride in his snake to Daniel, telling Daniel, look at this unbelievable snake, look what we can do. So Daniel said to, Nebuchadnezzar said, could anybody possibly stop this snake? So Daniel said, give me permission to harm the snake and I'll show you. And Nebuchadnezzar gave him permission, and Daniel took straw, a huge, huge amount of straw, and he put nails inside the straw, so they were embedded in the straw, and threw it in front of the snake. The snake immediately chomped on the straw and swallowed it, and the nails cut into the snake. Doesn't say in the measure that he killed the snake, but the snake was no longer a powerful snake. It took away its power. So the Medrash says it on this pasuk because it's removing its ability to swallow all from its mouth. That's the way the Medrash says it over here. Pasuk Mem Hei, verse 45. Sumi tocha ami, go out from it, my nation, umaltu ish es nafsho, each man should save his soul, mecharonaf Hashem from the anger of Hashem. Ufen yirach levavchem, lest your heart be melt. Visiru, you'll be afraid. Bashmua hanishmas ba'aretz, the news that is being said in the land. The news of what news? The news of the destruction that Belshazzar will be killed. When you hear that news, you might get scared. Uvav hashana hashmua, and in that year of the news, meaning at the same time you hear that news, there'll be other news that Bavel will be conquered. Va'acharav bashana hashmua, and then in that same year of that news, the Chamas Ba'aretz, and destruction in the land, Umoshel Al Moshel, there'll be a king on a king, meaning that this alliance of Paras Umadai, led by Daryavish, that will destroy, that will execute Belshazzar and conquer and destroy Bavel, Daryavish will only live another year. Then he will be killed, and be succeeded by his son-in-law, Koresh. Koresh is a, or Cyrus, is a Persian, is from Paras. That's how you had that alliance, because the Mede king had a son-in-law who was Persian. And his successor to the throne was a Persian, was Paras. So, in that same year, all of this is going to happen. So, you might get afraid because of all this change, all this destruction. The king is killed, the next king is killed. You're gonna be confused and scared. Lachain hine yamim bayim, therefore, Hashem says, there are days coming. Ufakadati al pasile vavel v'chol artsa tevosh. That I will visit punishment against all of the idols of Bavel, and its whole land will dry up. And all of its corpses will fall inside of it. Don't be afraid. Hashem says, I am going to be taking care of you, and I'm going to be destroying Bavel. Verinenu al Bavel shamayim va'aretz, and heaven and earth will rejoice over Bavel. V'chol asher bohem, and all that is within the heaven and the earth, heavens and the earth. Ki mitzafon yavo la hashodedim nu mashem, because from the north, those that will destroy it will come. That is going to be the Paras Umadai alliance. Gam Bavel linpol chalala Yisrael. Also, Bavel was where the corpses of Jews fell, meaning when Bavel took us into Galus. Gam levavel naflu chalala cholaretz. And also, the corpses of all the land fell in Bavel. Bavel was a place where there was much suffering for nations that were not custom. Pleitim mecherev hilchu al tamodu. Those of you who survived the sword, leave, do not stay there. Zichru me'rachok es Hashem, remember from afar Hashem, v'yushalayim tala al levavchem, and let Yushalayim come upon your hearts. Because after Belshazzar is going to be killed, and Daryavish will take over, and then Koresh will allow us to go back to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It won't be a complete rebuilding. They're only going to be able to lay the foundation before the work is stopped. But the Jews will be allowed to at least begin the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Boshnu kishamanu cherpa. We have been ashamed. We heard of our shame because the kastim, the Babylonians, would shame us. They would say terrible things about us. Our faces were filled with shame, for foreigners have come into the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem. Lachain hine yamim bayim nu Hashem, therefore days are coming, says Hashem, ufakadati al psileha, uvchal artsa yetnok cholol. That I will visit upon all of its idols, and in all of its land, there will be corpses that will cry out. Kisala Bavel Hashamayim, even if Bavel gets as powerful as the heavens, v'chisavatzer merom uza, and if its fortified places goes all the way up to the heavens, me'iti avau shodidim lanu Hashem, from me will come those who will destroy it. Now, from me they will come and destroy Bavel. Kol ze'akami Bavel, a sound of crying out from Bavel, v'shever gadol, and a great breaking, merits kastim from the land of the kastim. Ki shodei Hashem es Bavel, because Hashem again is destroying Bavel, v'ibad mi mena kol gadol, and it'll be lost from Bavel. It'll be a great cry, v'hamu galayim kemayim rabim, and like much water, like a torrent of water, the waves will come, nitan shaon kolam, their sound, their voice will come out as a destructive force. Kiva leha al Bavel shodeid, because the conqueror has come against Bavel, v'nil kedu giborea, and its strong men have been captured. Chitisa kash so sum, their bows have been broken. Ki kel gemulos Hashem, Hashem is a god that repays. There is schar v'onesh, there is reward and there is punishment. Shalem is shalem, he will certainly repay the behavior of Bavel. V'hishkarti soreha v'chachameha pachoseha uskaneha v'giboreha. I will make drunk all of its leadership, its governors and its wise men and its leaders, etc., etc., all the strong ones. V'yashnu shnas olam, they will sleep asleep forever. V'lo yakitzu, they will not wake up. Man's bubble will never rise again. Nu'um ha-melech, Hashem tzvoko shemo, says Hashem tzvoko, says the king. A little further, we will then see a fascinating postscript to this whole thing. Koma Hashem tzvokos, so says Hashem tzvokos. Chomos Babel Harachava Ar Tis Arar. Tis Arar. The walls of Babel that are very wide will be destroyed. Usha'arel ha-givoyim be'esh yitzatu. And their tall gates will be burned in fire. V'yig'u amim bide rik ulumim bide esh v'ya'efu. And the nations will touch much emptying of Babel, and nations with much fire, and they will cause Babel to be Ya'ifu usually means to pass out, but here it means to end. Okay, so we've gone through this whole thing with Babel. Obviously, one can go through the whole thing and try to figure out how come certain things are repeated, and especially with last week's chapter, you got a lot of talk about the destruction of Babel. But clearly, the amount of time and nevuah that is used against Babel is commensurate to how bad Babel was, because they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But here we have a fascinating thing. Pasuk in the test, verse 59. Hadavar asher tziva Yirmiyo anavi, the thing that Yirmiyo anavi commanded, es siraya ven neiria ven machseya. He commanded siraya ven neiria ven machseya. Belechto es tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda Bavel, when he went with Tzidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, to Bavel, bishnas haravias the malcho, in the fourth year of his reign, Usaraya Sar Menucha. And Saraya was the Sar Menucha, which means he was in charge of bringing gifts. The Medrash says that Tzidkiyahu himself did not go to Babel in the fourth year of his reign. Saraya ven Neiria ven Machseya went on behalf of Tzidkiyahu in the fourth year of his reign. So the fourth year of Tzidkiyahu's reign is 7 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And remember, that is when Nebuchadnezzar took a liking to Tzidkiyahu and put him in charge of the five nations around Eretz Yisrael until Tzidkiyahu rebelled. So here, he sent Siraya ben Neiria ben Machseya to bring a gift to the king of Babel, to Nebuchadnezzar. But Yirmiyahu commanded him to do something while he's there. Who is Siraya ben Neiria ben Machseya? So we have Baruch ben Neiria ben Machseya, who is the primary student of Yirmiyahu. It sounds like Siraya ben Neiria ben Machseya is his brother. That's what it sounds like. I'm not sure if everybody agrees to that, but it certainly appears to me that he is his brother. The Gemara says that we learned all the way in the beginning of Yirmiyahu that Yirmiyahu is a descendant of Yehoshua and Rachav Hazona. That marriage, Yirmiyahu is a descendant of theirs after many generations. He is not a direct descendant from father to son, because Yehoshua is from Ephraim, Yirmiyahu is a Kohen. But he comes from that family through some of the female descendants whom ended up marrying Kohanim, and he comes from that family. The Medrash says that there were eight Nevi'im who were all Kohanim who came from Yehoshua and Rachav Hazona. They are Yirmiyahu, his father Chilkiyahu, his primary student Baruch, Baruch's father Neiria, Neiria's father Machseya, They also, Siraya, as well, is also from that family, and all of them are Nevi'im, all of them are Kohanim, and also Hanamel, who we had earlier when Yirmiyahu was selling the land, that was his cousin, and Shalum, Yirmiyahu's uncle. These are all members of the same family, and they were all prophets, Nevi'im, all of whom were Kohanim. So Siraya, then Neiriyah and Remachseyah, is also a Navi and also a Kohen. Baruch ben Neiriyah ben Machseyah is the more famous name and also the more significant name because he's the primary Talmud of Yirmiyahu, and as we learned before, the Mesorah, the transmission of Torah, goes through Yirmiyahu to Baruch, and then from Baruch to Ezra HaSofer. So he's listed by the Rambam as the chain of the Mesorah of the transmission of Torah. But his brother, if assuming it was his brother, Saraya, is also a Navi and also a Kohen. So when he went to Bavel in the fourth year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, when you would imagine everybody wanted to treat Nebuchadnezzar as deferentially as possible, because he was all-powerful, and nobody wanted to anger him, but Yirmiyahu told Saraya, Pasuk Samach, verse 60. Vayichtov Yirmiyahu es kol ha-ra'a asher tavo el bavel el sefer echad. Yirmiyahu wrote all the evil that will come to Bavel in one scroll. All of this that we just read, he wrote it. Es kol ha-dvar ma'el, everything, all these words. Haksuvim el bavel, that were written about Bavel. Vayomer Yirmiyahu el Saraya, Yirmiyahu said to Saraya, Kibo'acha Bavel, when you get to Bavel, Viraisan, you will see. Vikarasa is Kaladvar Ma'ila, you will read all these words. You're going to read these words. They're going to hear it. Vamartin, you will say, Hashem, Antondi Barto Alamakom Azel Lachriso, you spoke about this place to destroy it. Vivilti Layospo Yoshev, that there should be no one dwelling there. Leme Adam Abahema, from man until beast. Kishimimos Olam Tia, it will be desolate forever. Vihayaki Chalos Cholikro Es HaSefer HaZen, it will be when you finish reading this book, the safe, the scroll. Tikshar Alav Evan, tie a stone to it. Vishlachto El Toch Peras, and throw it into the Euphrates River, the main river of Bavel. Vilmartin, you should say, Kacha Tishka Bavel, so Bavel will sink. Velo Sakum, it will not rise up. Vinei Ara, because of the evil, Ashanochi, maybe Alea, that I am bringing upon it. Via Efu, and it will be destroyed. Anhena Divrei Yirmiyahu, until here are the words of Yirmiyahu. Now we have one more chapter, so Yirmiyahu is not finished. We'll explain that in a moment. So just imagine what is going on over here. The at this point, the fourth year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, the Golos of Yechonia is already in Bavel. They were taken to Bavel. The only ones left in Eretz Yisrael are Tzidkiyahu and the rank and file, but the leadership's already in Bavel. The evil has already been perpetrated against the Jews, although the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been destroyed. No one would want to anger or provoke Nebuchadnezzar. But Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu tells Saraya, go, take the scroll, read it out loud, tie a stone around it, throw it into the river, and say, just that this scroll is sinking, so too Bavel will sink and will not arise. The imagine the conviction that Saraya had to have to follow what Yirmiyahu was telling him to do. Basically, Saraya is accepting from Yirmiyahu that he should essentially throw himself in front of a speeding truck. That's what he's submitting to do. Because he's going to insult the single most powerful person in the world, who has sweeping power, nothing can stop him, and he's going to say things that are going to provoke him, that are going to anger him. And Saraya does this with conviction, knowing that Yirmiyahu is the Navi Hashem, and he listens to Yirmiyahu and he does it. It's an unbelievable thing. We've spoken many times about the Navi says to do things and people don't do them and people don't listen. It's very, very hard. We talked about this with the remnant after the murder of Gedaliah ben Achikam, and Yirmiyahu said to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem said, stay in Eretz Yisrael, don't go to Mitzrayim, and they went to Mitzrayim anyway. So we tried to explain then, it was the same thing. Listening to Yirmiyahu would have taken incredible conviction, because to stay in Eretz Yisrael after you murdered the one who Nebuchadnezzar put in charge, that's like throwing yourself in front of a speeding truck. You have to really, really, really believe that the Navi knows what he's talking about. Saraya believed, and he did. Now why does it say, until here are the words of Yirmiyahu? And even though we have another chapter, the next chapter will be about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. It's not going to be a prophecy in the sense of a proclamation. It's going to be the story of what's going to happen. The reason why it says Ad Hena Divrei Yirmiyahu is because the Navi is trying to bring out the point that even though much of the Sefer of Yirmiyahu is prophecy that is negative and that is negative towards us Jews, but even Yirmiyahu ends off with a prophecy that is positive, that is going to be about the destruction of Bavel and therefore our redemption. That's why it says on Hena Divrei Yirmiyahu to emphasize that Yirmiyahu's formal prophecy ends on a positive note. Now the next chapter is still his prophecy, but it's a narrative of a story rather than statements. So the statement part of the book ends with a positive statement.
Was Saraya killed by Nebuchadnezzar?
There is no record of that happening. It's a good question. I don't believe that he was.
What was the question?
Was Saraya killed by Nebuchadnezzar? It does not appear that that's the case.